In 1872, women couldn't legally vote in America, but that didn't stop one from running for president. I'm told I'm a citizen by right of birth. Victoria Woodhull, a complicated, fascinating figure from American history. But she's not as well known these days as other women's rights activists of the late 19th century.
First woman to have a seat on the New York Stock Exchange, yes. She had a newspaper, Woodhull and Claflin's Weekly. She came from a background of no money and no education. And that is one of the things that I find so fascinating about her. She was so motivated and so driven.
Now Victoria Woodhull is the subject of an opera, Mrs. President, written by composer Victoria Bond and librettist Hilary Bell. Victoria Bond is in Rochester to conduct her opera this week.
So many women in opera are victims, and you can really count pretty much on the fingers of one or maybe two hands those opera characters who are not. Well, Carmen is one that springs to mind, even though she does become a victim in the end. But she's a bad girl, and she's the heroine of Carmen. I just always have loved her character because of her strength and because of the freedom that she says. She is not owned by any man. And so I wanted to create something, a music for Victoria Woodhull that had that kind of strength of character.
Oh, the characters in this opera, ripped from the headlines of the 1870s. In addition to Victoria Woodhull, there's Henry Ward Beecher, a charismatic preacher who's helping to free slaves, and will also do anything to cover up his affairs with his parishioners. He tangles with Woodhull, who threatens to expose his seductions in her newspaper, trying to blackmail him into supporting her presidential bid.
Desist from dragging me through the filth of your hideous mind.
She will do almost anything to get what she wants, and it's not so much for her own personal power, but it's to be able to have a platform to for what she believes is equality. So, you know, she has this great vision, but she's not unwilling to do some unsavory things in order to get there, which is why she's not a saint and why she's interesting as an operatic character.
Election night 1872 finds Victoria Woodhull locked up in jail and denounced as Mrs. Satan in the press. Susan B. Anthony, casting her famed illegal ballot that year, voted for Ulysses S. Grant and not Woodhull. Frederick Douglass, who was listed as Woodhull's candidate for vice president, also voted for Grant. In the opera, Victoria Woodhull looks beyond all the setbacks, confident that 1,000 more will rise to carry on what she has begun.
Not just one people, a world where all are free.
For WXXI, I'm Mona Segetola-Salmi.